This ancient practice of bachabazi is again becoming common in Afghanistan. It's a 5,000-year-old tradition in the country that had been banned by the Taliban. Women are barred from dancing in front of men in Afghanistan. So when a large celebration is planned, boys as young as 11 or 12 are dressed in makeup and skirts, and they dance in front of crowds of men. When the party is over, the boys are often sexually abused. Our colleagues at Frontline have recently finished a documentary about bachabazi. It's called The Dancing Boys of Afghanistan, and it airs tomorrow night on PBS. Jamie Duran is the film's producer who got this footage here. Welcome.
Good morning. Hi.
One of the ways that you got some pretty amazing footage for this documentary is that you followed a former Mujahideen commander who operates a bachabazi ring in northern Afghanistan. And you did that with a reporter there saying that these customs, the same customs are common in Europe, and they were just trying to get more information about it, correct?
Yes. Everyone asks when they've seen early versions of the film, they ask how on earth we got the access. And Najibullah Qureshi, our reporter, is quite an amazing character in terms of getting access. And he understands Afghanistan very well, having obviously lived there most of his life. And he came up with the basic idea being, if you're going to tell a lie, tell a big one. And so he told them that we were making a film about the same practice in Europe and just wanting to make a comparison, and they bought it.
You know, one of the things that's amazing about this film is that the fact that the people that you filmed were so open about talking about it, about letting you film parties that they had set up. It seems to be a really relatively accepted practice in there. And in fact, one of the things you talk about is how many of the army officers and soldiers participate in bachabazi.
Yes, it's quite extraordinary. I mean, it's very, very widespread now. It had begun after the Mujahideen had been pushed into the mountains by the Russians, when the Russians first invaded. And it began up there when, as Dastagir himself says, when there was nothing else to do. But then, of course, the Taliban came in and banned it, along with so many other things. And once the Taliban were kicked out, relatively speaking, considering today, of course, but once they were kicked out, then it came back in some strength, beginning in the north, but we are now where it spread to Kandahar. It's also in the capital, Kabul, and elsewhere.
Well, let's speak now with Radhika Kumaraswamy. Good morning. She's the United Nations Special Representative for Children in Armed Conflict. She's featured in the Frontline documentary as well. Radhika, can you tell me a little bit about the condition of these children? From what I understand, it's a generational thing often, where one boy is owned by a master who uses him for this practice, and then that boy sometimes will grow up to be a master himself.
Yes, well, the practice is quite widespread now, and often it is intergenerational, but sometimes it is just abducting boys and taking them in. This also occurs when what they say are pretty looking boys, or they're abducted and taken in. So it's not always just within the practice.
You know, you actually went to Afghanistan in February. You spoke to many officials there. You condemned this practice. You tried to talk to them about how to eradicate it. What kind of response did you get?
Well, what is very interesting is the people who brought this to my notice and urged me to talk out against it were the local NGOs and the local religious leaders. What they felt was that because very powerful warlords and commanders enjoy this practice, that nothing is being done about it, and they felt that pressure should be brought for something to be done. I raised it with President Karzai himself, and there is, you know, in Afghanistan impunity for these kinds of crimes. We did speak to the Minister of Interior, and he's now setting up a special unit headed by a woman, actually, within the police to begin to investigate these kinds of crimes against children. But again, these are very powerful people, and whether they will have the political will and the guts to go after them is something we have to watch.
Jamie Duran, one of the things which comes out in this documentary called The Dancing Boys of Afghanistan is how it seems almost impossible to try and eradicate this process. In other words, the UN has a tough job on its hands. I don't see how you would begin to try and root this out.
It's extremely difficult. Radhika was very revolutionary by raising the subject at all. And, you know, obviously the opposition that she faced, you know, made clear just how difficult the whole thing is. How, you know, you have to understand that 85% of the Afghan population live in the countryside, and almost, you know, I've been told, almost every village has its form of Bachabazi. It's a deep thing. We attempted to get some kind of anthropologist in to actually give us some kind of estimation as to why it's happening. They were unwilling as well because no one's actually investigated this previously, and so the real roots are virtually unknown.
Okay, Jamie Duran is the producer of the Frontline documentary, The Dancing Boys of Afghanistan, from our partners at WGBH Boston. The film will broadcast tonight and tomorrow night on PBS. And Radhika Kumaraswamy is the United Nations Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict.
You can get a preview of the film at thetakeaway.org, and there's lots more conversations happening there. And when you call 877-8-MY-TAKE. We talked earlier, for instance, about an American sending her adoptive child back to his native Russia, and we got this story from Patricia in New York.
We have a 19-year-old adopted daughter who was extremely violent at age 3, adopted from Russia, killing the pets, setting fires in the house, attacking her younger sibling. It was a nightmarish, sociopathic situation. Fortunately, we had some money to get her treatment. People without resources have no recourse. The system is horrible for mentally ill children.
Tell us your story. They're all welcome at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. And you can check out our website later this afternoon. We will announce the winner of our epically long takeaway t-shirt contest. It will be the new fashion statement of the season. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.